You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Most voters know all about the top ticket jobs on the state ballot this November: governor, senator, secretary of state. But down ballot, as it's known, is the state superintendent of instruction. And it just happens to be the costliest race on the ballot. Education reporter Lee Romney is here with me to talk about the job, the candidates, and the cash that's poured into this contest. Hi, Lee.
Hello.
So the first question, what exactly does the state superintendent of instruction do?
Well, that is more complicated than you would think because, hey, it's education, which is always complex. Mm-hmm. So there are so many layers of control. Local school districts, which have their own school boards and superintendents, and then county offices of education in each of the 58 counties, which have their own boards and superintendents, and they oversee the locals. The state superintendent of instruction doesn't control their decision making, but he guides them. So he's basically like the chief spokesperson for public schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying he because the current superintendent is a man, and so are the two candidates running to replace him. But basically, it's like a bully pulpit role. That's that's where the power is in the job. He provides big picture vision and guidance about K through 12 public education.
Mm-hmm.
And he works with the legislature and the state board to try to push his own policy agenda. And he chairs the state board of education. So he works with that appointed body to shape the direction of K-12 public schools.
Okay. So then what exactly does the state board do?
Pretty important stuff. That's the board that sets academic standards that students are expected to meet and approves curriculum and the whole framework around school accountability. And it crafted the plan that spells out how California is going to comply with this new overarching federal education law that's just going into effect.
Mm-hmm.
And the superintendent of instruction is just one voice on that board, but he's an important voice.
Okay. What does he do every day?
Day to day, he's in charge of the California Department of Education, which channels tens of billions of dollars to the state's public school districts every year,
mm-hmm.
including a whole bunch of federal money that needs to be monitored. It administers that money. The department collects all the data from every public school in the state on district spending and student performance, on suspensions and, you know, basically how students are faring. It enforces education law and also oversees the budgets of those 58 county offices of education I mentioned.
That's a lot of layers.
Yeah. I told you education policy is a bit coma-inducing, but it's important because more than 6 million kids attend California's more than 10,000 public schools in K-12.
Mm. Okay. So who is running?
Okay. Here's the fun part. The two candidates are Assemblyman Tony Thurmond, a Democrat from Richmond, and Marshall Tuck, a former charter school executive from L.A. Thurmond's authored a lot of bills to help the state's most vulnerable students in school and keep them out of the school-to-prison pipeline. He's a former school social worker. He served on the Richmond City Council and on the West Contra Costa Unified School District School Board.
Mm-hmm.
He's African-American and had a rough time as a child. His dad was absent and his mom died when he was six, so a cousin raised him. And he often speaks about how he could have so easily landed in the California prison system instead of the state assembly if education hadn't, quote, saved his life.
Mm-hmm. So that's a powerful story. So what about Tuck?
Well, Tuck is the former president of Green Dot Public Schools, a charter school organization based in Los Angeles. And he's also former CEO of the Partnership for Los Angeles Schools.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joint effort between the district and the city to turn around 18 struggling public schools in Watts and South L.A. They were the lowest scoring schools with the highest dropout rates in the toughest neighborhoods. And some of these schools saw really big increases in test scores and graduation rates.
Mm. Okay, so we have Thurmond and we have Tuck. How are their platforms different?
They actually agree on some big, broad brush issues. So both say we need to spend a lot more money on our students here in California because California ranks low among states for per pupil spending. Both of them also talk a lot about equity, how African-American and Latino students are not succeeding in school as much as their white and Asian peers, and they both want to change that. And they both want to push for universal preschool also.
Okay. So how are they different?
Well, Tuck is putting himself forth as a school innovator and as someone who has run schools and managed big budgets. So he's basically a business guy who kind of poo-poos politicians.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hey, it's not just about more money, it's about how you spend it. And he believes in removing constraints from teachers. by shrinking the education code, for example, which would require legislation, but that's something that he's talked about. A lot of his big financial backers come from the world of charter schools and banking and investment. Hmm. Thurmond, on the other hand, has the backing of the teachers' unions and the California Democratic Party. He's talked about increasing pay and training for all teachers, and he's very proud of his public service. He points out that the state superintendent, to get anything truly meaningful done, has to work with the legislature, with the governor, with the state board to get policy passed. And he says he's got the experience to do that. Mm-hmm. So in broad strokes, that gives you kind of a sense of their differing approaches.
Okay. Anything else? What else?
Well, there's a sensitive difference on charter schools. Thurmond is calling for more accountability from nonprofit charters. He says he would support temporarily putting the brakes on new charter schools while the legislation that created charter schools in California is reviewed and updated. And he does have concerns about the impact of charter growth on traditional school districts, which have lost students and the public funding for average daily attendance that comes with them to charters. Mm-hmm. So in late August, both candidates took part in a webcast conversation with the Public Policy Institute of California. Here's Thurmond.
We have to ask ourselves, what is the tipping point? How many new schools can we handle before we've undermined the education of students in the K-12 education system, whether they're in a traditional public or a charter public school?
Tuck says he is sympathetic to school districts that have lost funding as a result of these, you know, enrollment losses to charter schools. And he proposes the state give them a reprieve to make adjustments to their budgets, but he is not for limiting charter growth.
I do believe that nonprofit charters that serve particularly low-income communities that the current system has failed for decades, that those parents deserve an additional shot because middle-class and upper-class parents have never, ever, ever been stuck in a failing public school. Never.
Ooh, so Lee, what about campaign contributions? How is this race shaping up?
It is shaping up like insanity sauce. Seriously, it's the costliest campaign on the state ballot.
The costliest campaign.
It's really crazy.
So what kind of money are we talking about?
Tens of millions of dollars. These numbers are as of last week, and they're growing every day. Between independent expenditure committees, which can give limitless amounts, and individual donors, Tuck has pulled in more than $28 million.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Tuck's definitely in the lead on the money front, but Thurmond has pulled in, or he had by last week, pulled in more than $14 million.
Mm-hmm.
And every week, the number grows. So by the time our listeners hear this, it will no doubt be larger.
All right. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Lee Romney is KLW's education reporter.